There's the school bell, so it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And as we hear that old bell ring, we know to go get our Bibles and pull up a chair and turn up the radio and become a student in this class. We were looking at the beginning of a Sunday school lesson about Moses being honored in his death in that last class. And if you have your Bible, you might want to turn to Deuteronomy 32 and Deuteronomy 34. That's going to be the text for this lesson about how Moses is honored in his death. And we'll be looking at Elam's notes on this in just a moment. These are notes that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of October the 17th, 1926. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's look at Elam's notes. And he begins with some geographical notes. The plain of Moab. It was east of the Jordan, opposite Jericho. And it is said it was 9 miles long and 6 miles wide. The Bible speaks of the mountains of Abarim, and the mountains of Abarim before Nebo, and the top of Pisgah, and Mount Nebo. Abarim was the range of the mountains, Pisgah of mountain range, and part of the Abarim, Nebo, the head and the highest peak of the Pisgah range. From Nebo, the top of Pisgah, of the mountains of Abarim, Moses had his first and last view of the promised land. Here's some helps and hints for the teacher. 38 years had passed since the last lesson. That was the time when Moses had sent the spies into the land. It had been 40 years since the children of Israel had left the land of Egypt. On the first day of the 5th month of the 14th year after the children of Israel, on the 40th year after the children of Israel left Egypt, Aaron died on Mount Hor, and they mourned for him 30 days. All of Numbers chapter 15 to the end of the book, and all in the book of Deuteronomy, occur between the last lesson and this one. Now Moses was a type of Christ. And the lesson brings us to the end of the grand and sublime life of Moses. Under God's direction, he was a deliverer of a race of slaves. He was a prophet and a teacher who wrote the ordinances and commandments of God in the history of God's people from Adam unto this present lesson. He was a lawgiver and a ruler who led the children of Israel through that great and terrible wilderness as a nursing father. He was a mediator who pleaded most earnestly for the people when they sinned. As a deliverer, prophet, and teacher, lawgiver, and ruler, and mediator, he was a type of Christ. His meekness is emphasized in Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. This is where we read that Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married. For he had married a Cushite woman, and they said, "Hath Jehovah indeed spoken only with Moses? Hath he not also spoken with us?" And Jehovah heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men that were on the face of the earth. Moses was honored of God by being permitted to appear at Christ at the Transfiguration. You might remember that when Moses went up on the mountain Sometimes it is said Moses was never able to enter into the promised land. Well, they forget that part where he went to the Mount of Transfiguration because he was there then. The following tribute to him closes the book of Deuteronomy. It says, "There hath not arisen a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom Jehovah knew face to face, and all the signs and wonders which Jehovah sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses wrought in the sight of Israel." Let me read to you from our lesson text. This would be Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 45. Moses made an end of speaking all these words to Israel. Well, now, these words that we're talking about here are the words that are contained in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy means repetition, resume, recapitulation, and is a restatement of the law and commandments of God. We see the importance of a recapitulation of the commandments and ordinances of God when we remember that the generation which left Egypt had died in the wilderness, except Joshua and Caleb, and that it was necessary for the younger generation to hear them. Some of the generation to whom Moses spoke were only children when God gave the law 40 years previous from Sinai, and many had been born since. Many of them had not witnessed some of the wonderful occurrences in the wilderness, and to them Moses repeats the principal events of the 40 years and impresses in a solemn manner the precepts and principles of the law and the importance of faithful and loving obedience to God. Moses began to deliver these farewell addresses on the first day of the 11th month of the 40th year after Israel had left Egypt, Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 3, and continued until his death, which occurred sometime in the first week of the 12th month of the same year. These addresses were delivered at different times. Moses wrote the law according to the direction of God and commanded it to be read at the end of every 7 years, when all Israel appeared before God in the Feast of Tabernacles. God commanded Moses to write upon... God commanded Moses to write the song in chapter 32. Chapter 33 contains Moses' parting blessings upon the children of Israel, and someone else must have written chapter 34, since Moses would not have written an account of his own death. This is supposedly to have written by Joshua, some by the 70 elders appointed by Moses and Ezra. Now, we like to read the Bible in this radio Bible school, and I'm going to pause now, and we're going to read Deuteronomy chapter 32, 33, and 34. So you might want to get your Bible and turn to that text. That's where I am turning in my old Bible right now. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of the Bible. And there you're going to find most often the name Jehovah rather than the words "the Lord," capital L-O-R-D. But you'll be able to follow along very closely in the King James Version. And this, Deuteronomy 32, is called the Song of Moses. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 1. "Give ear, ye heavens, and I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, and the small rain upon the tender grass, and as the showers upon the herb. For I will proclaim the name of Jehovah. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God, the Rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity. Just and right is he. They have dealt corruptly with him. They are not his children. It is their blemish. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite Jehovah, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? He hath made thee and established thee. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thine elders, and they will tell thee, when the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the children of men, he set bounds of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel, for Jehovah's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste, howling wilderness, he compassed him about. He cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle that stirreth up her nest, that fluttereth over her young, he spread abroad his wings. He took them. He bare them on his pinions. Jehovah alone did lead him, and there was no foreign god with him. He made him ride upon the high places of the earth, and he did eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and the oil out of the flinty rock, butter of the herb, and milk of the flock, with the fat of rams, the rams of the breed of Bashan and goats, and the finest of the wheat, and the blood of the grape thou drinkest wine. But Jerusalem waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxed fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art become sleek. Then he forsook God who made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They moved him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto demons which were no god, the gods that they knew not, to new gods that came up of late, which your fathers dreaded not. Of the rock that beget thee, thou art mindful, thou art unmindful. Let me start over. This is Deuteronomy 32:18. Of the rock that beget thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that gave thee birth. And Jehovah saw it and abhorred them. Because of the propagation of his sons and his daughters, he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very perverse generation, children in whom is no faithfulness. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those that are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For fire is kindled in my anger, and burneth to the lowest Sheol, and devoureth the earth with its increase, and setteth on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap evil upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be wasted with hunger, and devoured with burning heat and bitter destruction. In the teeth of beasts will I send upon them, with the poison of the crawling things of the dust. Without shall be the sword bereave, and the chamber's terror. It shall destroy both young man and virgin, the suckling with the man of gray hairs. I said I would scatter them afar. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the provocation of the enemy, lest their adversaries should judge amiss, lest they should say, Our hand is exalted, and Jehovah hath not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, and there is no understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000, and two put 10,000 to flight, except the rock that sold them, and Jehovah had delivered them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. and their vine is not as our vine. We'll continue later.